Now the time is 8:30. Saturday Night Theatre.
West End Winners. We present a famous success of the 1930s, first produced at the Theatre Royal Haymarket on the 6th of August 1936, which ran for nearly 500 performances. Michael Aldridge as the amazing Dr. Clitterhouse. The play by Barry Lyndon, adapted for radio by Kenrick Hickson and Cynthia Pugh. The Amazing Dr. Clitterhouse.
For me?
Not exactly, Doctor. Only you're so late coming home, I was worried.
Why?
Nurse Harvey has telephoned twice. I understood you were calling there.
I was held up. How's the patient?
Not sleeping.
Oh, that won't do. In his weak state. Try and get Nurse Harvey for me.
Yes, very well.
He's probably worried. Oh, I say, coffee.
Yes, I thought you might like some. It's been ready to go on for nearly 2 hours.
Oh, have you been waiting that long? You should have gone home.
I was a little bothered. I didn't know where you were.
Oh, I was all right.
Hello?
Oh, is that Nurse Harvey?
Yes.
Dr. Clitterhouse here.
Oh, good.
Thanks. Hello, Nurse.
Oh, Doctor, I'm so glad to hear from you at last.
I'm sorry, but I was delayed.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to trouble you, but Lord Farrelly's so restless.
Restless, eh? Mm. Well, you've got some paraldehyde there.
Yes, but I wasn't sure what dosage to give him.
1 dram, Nurse.
1 dram.
That's right.
Should I give it all at once?
Yes.
He's so weak, you see. I really didn't like to give him anything without your advice.
We shan't lose the old buffer. Nurse, listen to me. Mm? He's been through a lot, and it's just his nerves. Give him the paraldehyde and sit with him till he dozes off.
Oh,
look here, would you like me to come over?
Oh, no, really.
You're sure?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right, then. First thing in the morning.
Lovely.
Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Don't worry. He may be 76, but he's tough.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Good night. He hasn't got good eyesight, has he?
Nurse Harvey's patient. No.
Does he go to bed in spectacles?
In his spectacles? Why?
Because when Nurse Harvey's worried, she's got a face like a horse.
Oh, Doctor.
She's a thundering fine nurse, though, and you can tell her I said so. Now then, Dr. Clitterhouse, to work. To work. I'm going to take my blood pressure.
Nothing wrong, I hope. You look tired.
Do I? Well, noticeably?
Your eyes.
Ah. No. Wrap the thing round. That's right. Now, you take the bulb. Pump up.
What is this for, Doctor?
Now, when taking the pressure of a nervous patient, the operator should adopt a cool and soothing manner. Now then, take the reading.
There's nothing to worry about there.
Oh, there isn't, is there? Huh. It was up before I went out, though. I thought it might still be... Oh, well.
Was that an experiment of some sort?
Oh, one could call it that.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks. But where's yours?
Oh, I don't want any, thank you. You're not going to do anything more, are you?
Oh, there are some notes I must finish.
But it's 1 o'clock in the morning, Doctor. And you have a first call on that Mrs. Sunning's little boy.
Oh, yes, that young rascal. How is he?
I telephoned at 10 o'clock. He was very comfortable, cuddling that little woolly dog you gave him.
Oh, that caught his fancy. But it won't stop him punching me on the nose in the morning. Oh, I like kids. Good patience. They don't worry.
Selma, darlings. Well, if you don't want me any more, I ought to be getting home to bed.
All right, nurse. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night, Doctor. Oh, Doctor, you've picked up some paint from somewhere.
Yeah?
Look, on your overcoat.
That was careless. Can you get it off for me?
Now?
Yes, now.
I'll get the ether. Good heavens. This can't be your bag, Doctor.
Don't touch that. Who the devil gave you leave to touch that?
I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. I thought the ether would be in it.
Oh, of course. I beg your pardon, nurse. Don't be alarmed. It's all over now.
Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they, these jewels?
I suppose they are. I haven't much eye for these things, though.
These pearls and this diamond brooch. Oh, you know, Doctor, these ought to be kept in proper cases.
They were in cases until I took them out. Actually, I didn't mean you to see them. It's all very confidential.
Well, I don't quite understand. But of course you can trust me, Doctor.
That's very fortunate. You see, all this is a stolen property.
Stolen?
With my own hands, nurse. Look at them. Not a tremor. That's pretty good, you know.
What do you mean?
Good nerves. Oh, I needed them when you opened that bag. Yes. You see, these jewels are the proceeds of my fourth burglary.
Impossible.
These came from Cranston Lodge.
The Anderson's house?
No, but not one of my patients. I'd have you note, I never shoot at sitters. Here, what about getting the paint off?
Oh, yes, I'll get the ether and the cloth. I suppose you got the paint while you were breaking in?
No, I think it must have been off the sill of the kitchen window. They had the place done up last week.
So you broke in through the kitchen window, did you, Doctor?
Yes, and I forced the window catch with a scalpel. Might have been made for the job.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Your friend Inspector Charles ought to hear you talking like this.
It would surprise him, wouldn't it? As a matter of fact, I shall probably secure the interest of the whole of Scotland Yard before I've done. Ah, this ether is getting the paint off all right.
I suppose you have to guard against little clues like this.
I left my hat behind at the third burglary. I had to go back for it.
Oh? Where was that?
Lady Challing's.
Oh, yes, last week. I read about it in the paper. Let me see. The burglars got in from the garage.
I got in, you mean?
Oh, yes, of course. You got in from the garage roof.
Yes, I borrowed the gardener's ladder and forced the landing window with a table knife.
Doctor, you are joking, aren't you?
Would you like to see the Challing swag?
Of course not. You haven't got it.
On the contrary, my trouble is how to dispose of it. I hadn't really considered that problem. That's the daybell. See who it is,
eh? Yes, Doctor.
Well, oh, better put the ether away. Oh, and the swag, just in case. I wonder who it can be this time of night.
Doctor, it's Inspector Charles.
Good Lord.
You were joking about those jewels, weren't you?
Not a word to him, for heaven's sake. What does he want?
Just asked for you.
Well, bring him in. It's all right. I've put the stuff away.
Very well, Doctor.
Oh, Charles. Good Lord, what a joke.
Inspector Charles.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Inspector. Or is it good morning? What's the idea?
I saw a light in the hall, so I thought I'd ring the bell.
Oh, I thought this was an official visit or something.
Oh, and what have you been up to, eh? I thought he looked a bit funny when I came in, didn't he, nurse?
I didn't notice anything, Inspector.
Well, how are you, anyway?
Me? Oh, well, blood pressure's up at the moment, I think. You're a long way from the yard, aren't you, Charlie?
I'm a long way from my bed. Lousy life of policemen's. Good Lord, what a smell of ether. You've been operating on your overcoat.
Here, I'll take that. Give him a cup of coffee, nurse, and bring one for yourself. I don't want to be left alone with a detective inspector.
Oh, queer what a guilty conscience can do, isn't it, nurse?
Yes, Inspector. Here's your coffee.
Thanks very much. That's wonderful.
You don't say what you're doing over here, Charlie, or is it a secret?
I'm supposed to be inquiring into that little bit of nocturnal thieving at Lady Challing's.
Lady Challing's?
Lady Challing's.
The third burglary, nurse.
That's right. The third burglary around here in a fortnight. How did you know?
Inside information, old boy.
Of course. The newspapers.
Don't the local police usually handle that sort of thing?
Lady Challing's got rather a pull, so the Yard's showing willing by sending me.
Oh, what are you doing about it?
Just hanging around. You see, we know those three jobs were done by the same man.
How do you know?
Oh, by the style, as it were. I'm really just waiting for him to do a fourth, and then we'll probably get him. Oh, by the way, I told the constable on the beat that I might be in here, in case I'm wanted.
Are you expecting another burglary tonight?
In a way. The first three were done at 4-day intervals. He'll do another soon.
Oh, will he?
Yes, one of the regular birds, this fellow. Not that he'll be easy to net.
You mean he's clever?
I'll tell you how clever. On Lady Challing's job, this man took a ladder which the gardener had left under the hedge and got on the garage roof with it.
An opportunist. Cigarette, Charles?
Oh, thanks. Then he forced a landing window with a table knife. We know that by the marks.
Smart, you know.
Smart? The fellow's an absolute amateur.
Amateur? But you said...
He climbed ladders and roofs and forced a window. But the window of the library, the very room he wanted to get into, was undone all the time.
Oh, but perhaps he didn't know that.
A good crook would have looked around first.
Well, well. Has this, burglar taken very much, Charlie?
Yes, quite a bit. Lady Challing had a diamond necklet, thing like a dog collar. He got that. She says it's worth £2,000.
Phew. Is it?
No.
Oh. Tell me, Charlie, how do these burglars get rid of their swag?
Break it up or use a fence?
Fence. Receiver, you mean?
Yes, but we've got tabs on most of them. This fellow will probably try and pawn his stuff. Men will drop on him like a cartload of bricks.
Perhaps he won't pawn it.
We'll get him, even if he does go to a fence.
How?
Well, a fence would give him away, split on him, just to try and prove to us that he never does take stolen property.
You mean double-cross him?
Yes. A fence won't take chances with anyone he doesn't know.
Are they all like that?
Pretty well.
Well, who would you call a good fence?
Oh, they're all bad. Nothing smart about any of them. Bar one.
Who's there?
A fellow called Kellerman. Benny Kellerman.
Kellerman?
He's behind a lot of stealing. Oh, this is just between ourselves, Clit.
Of course. And we can trust Nurse Anne, can't we, Nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
Kellerman used to be a working jeweler and watchmaker, and then he got into trouble. Now he runs one of those little clubs.
You told me about them. Is his in the East End?
No, off Theobald's Road.
Theobald's Road?
Hello?
Is that the home of Dr. Titterhouse?
Yes.
Is Inspector Charles there, please?
Yes, he is here. It's for you, Inspector.
Me? Oh, thank you. Inspector Charles here?
Oh, it's P.C. Robinson, sir.
Yes, well, what is it?
Well, there's been another break-in, sir.
What?
At Councillor Anderson's house, Cranston Lodge.
Well, I'm...
Well, can you come round at once, sir?
Yes, at once. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
What did I tell you?
Not your amateur burglar again.
You're right. Cranston Lodge, Councillor Anderson's place. Oh, I must be off.
So, he's pulled off another job under your very nose?
Oh. Yes, well, he'll slip up, though. Amateurs always do. So long.
So long, Charlie.
Good night. Good night, nurse. Thanks for the coffee.
Not at all, Inspector. Good night.
Good night.
There has been a burglary at Councillor Anderson's house.
And you've seen the proceeds.
But you... You can't be the Inspector's burglar.
I should be if he caught me. I wish we could have taken my blood pressure when he walked in here.
Do you mean that you really have stolen these things?
Four burglaries within a fortnight, and he calls me an amateur.
Four burglaries? Doctor, you can't realize what you're doing.
I think I've a pretty good idea, nurse.
But you can't have. What can you possibly want that jewelry for?
Listen, nurse.
Doctor, if you were caught...
That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Surely you realize how... Awkward? It would be terrible.
You know, I have a very good reason for all this.
But you can't have. There's no excuse for burglary, for stealing.
I don't look at it quite like that. You see, I've grown rather tired of all this business of, well, how are you today? Worse, thank you, Doctor.
But you've a wonderful practice.
Oh, well, I can go on having it until I'm old and grey and doddery. But I believe I'm onto something that's very much worthwhile. Something that might prove more important than my practice.
More important?
Yes, more important. You see, knowing old Charlie, I've grown rather interested in his sort of thing. Not in police work, exactly, but in crime and crooks.
Are you experimenting about crooks?
I'm being one, damn it. Charlie believes that the best way to cure crime is to catch the crooks quickly and tuck them away behind bars. My idea is that you've got to start long before that.
Oh, you mean start psychologically?
No. Nurse, has it ever occurred to you to wonder why criminal activities should actually change a man's face and physique? Gradually change someone who was once quite normal into something furtive and cringing. It does, you know, in time.
I'm afraid I've never thought of anything like that.
But that's what I'm after. The pathology of crime, nurse. There are medical reasons for these changes. They affect the mentality of the crook and influence his actions. They are the result of the fear and excitement and the tense emotions which he works under. And I want to find out the precise nature of these reactions. And I can do it only by studying crooks whilst they are actually at work, not after Charlie stuck them away behind bars. It's research, and I needed a living subject, so I started experiments for myself.
I don't quite understand, Doctor.
I planned a burglary. I carried it through as accurately as I could. I observed my own reactions, pulse, respiration, blood pressure.
Is that what you were doing tonight?
My fourth experiment. And I believe I'm discovering something. Very fascinating, nurse.
Doctor, have you thought of the risk you're running?
It's worth it. Very well worth it, if only what I learn helps in the way I think it may. Oh, only I didn't intend to involve anyone else in this.
But now that I've seen what's in your bag...
I had to explain. Only it needn't concern you, and it won't affect our work here.
You think it won't? I don't like it.
If I've upset you, nurse, I'm sorry. But I must go on with it.
Yes, I wish I could stop you. I don't like it. Doctor, have you been thinking about this for very long?
Quite some time.
Isn't it possible that you've got it all in the wrong perspective?
Are you hinting I've gone slightly mental?
Well, you have been overworking.
Nurse, I know precisely what I'm doing. It is simply research work in a slightly unusual form.
A very unusual form, Doctor.
Well, if you think that, you'd better go home to bed.
Yes, Doctor. I hope I haven't annoyed you, Doctor.
Humoring the mental patient, nurse?
I do feel a little concerned.
Don't you worry about me. I'm quite all right. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Nurse?
Yes, Doctor?
This is a professional matter and very confidential.
Yes, Doctor.
And if this jewelry lying about here worries you, I shall be calling on Benny Kellerman tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Benny Kellerman's Club off of Theobald's Road. Thank you, Charlie, old man. Thank you very much.
I said to him, you're not getting away with that, or my name's not Benny Kellerman.
What happened then?
He said...
Here. I'm not sure that it's suitable for your show like here, Daisy.
Now, Kit, will you? Here, Benny... Tell him I wasn't born yesterday.
I know that all right.
Now, old cook, don't mind her.
Well.
Hello, what's that now?
Stand away, pal. I'll see who it is. Okey, you better get in the cupboard in case. Hide that drink, Daisy.
Oh, it's coppers, Benny. Show her leg, Okey, mate.
Pass me the beer. Maybe here sometime.
Yeah, here you are, Okey.
Oh, very much.
Coppers don't knock like that.
Some of the new ones would.
All right. What's all the barney about?
I'm beginning to think there was no one here. I knocked three times.
We heard you. What do you want?
Benny Kellerman.
That's me.
Oh, indeed. Well, then you're the man I want to see.
Who sent you?
Why, Inspector Charles of Scotland Yard.
Scotland, where are you? Come on in, then.
Why didn't you say so at first, mister?
I regret the misapprehension, Mr. Kellerman. I am not a policeman.
You just told me you was.
Oh, no, I said I heard of you through Inspector Charles.
Then what the hell do you want?
Well, as a matter of fact, I want to do a little business with you.
What kind of business?
Confidential.
Are you a friend of Inspector Charles?
He doesn't know I've come here, and I assure you I have nothing to do with the police.
I'm not afraid of the police.
Oh, I didn't suspect that for one moment. At the same time, you shouldn't let prejudice stand in the way of business, Mr. Kellerman.
Business? There's no business you and me can do.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, let's drink to old Charlie's health, shall we?
I don't like the fella.
Well, then let's toast each other.
You paying?
Of course.
Oh, well. Come on, Benny. Let's have a drink before he goes. Mine's a martini, dry.
I'll join you. What's yours,
Oh, he's called Pal.
What's yours, Pal?
If it's free, mine's a beer.
Two martinis and a beer. You'll join us, won't you, Mr. Kellerman?
Might as well, but this don't mean anything, you know.
I had a very hard job to find this place. I've been wandering up and down for over 2 hours.
You hear that, Daisy?
You must have wanted to see Benny pretty bad.
I did, rather.
Mister, are you on the crook?
Mr. Kellerman isn't, is he?
You hear that, Benny? Well, that's good, Daisy.
That'll do, pal. Here's your drink.
Oh, thanks, mate.
And yours, Dave.
Ta, Benny. Well, what do we drink to?
Oh, this mine. Thanks. Well, Mr. Kellerman, to our better acquaintance. To you, madam.
Oh.
Good health, pal?
Rodney,
what does that mean?
Oh, that's for the judge that sent him down for a 3-year stretch. He never got over it.
Now, innocent I was, mate. Innocent as a babe, I'm born. Hang it on me, I did.
Bad luck, pal.
Did you say you heard about me from Inspector Charles?
Yes. Quite by chance.
What do you want?
Well, I understand that at times, and under very exceptional circumstances, of course, you undertake to dispose of, shall we say, articles of jewellery that...
Come on, out with it. What are you trying to say?
Simply that I've got something to sell.
Benny don't buy from strangers.
Benny don't buy at all.
I don't say that you do, but if you did, and if I had something to sell, what would be the first move?
Oh, he'd buy on to you and cry.
The you and who?
You and cry.
Police Gazette.
According to the value it says.
I've still got an idea he's a narc.
I'm not a narc. I've got a daffy of sparklers, and I want to flash them. Is that plain?
Yes, but it don't sound natural.
It doesn't sound natural to me. Now, this Gazette. Have you by any chance the current issue?
Here it is.
Thanks.
What do you make of him, pal?
He's got the patter all right.
Might have got it out of a book.
You can't get that stuff out of a book.
I don't know whether what I want is here. Oh, yeah. This looks something like. Yes. Diamond necklet. Platinum brooch set with emeralds. Value £2,700.
You're not going to tell me you've done a job?
I'm not going to tell you anything at all.
Is this the stuff you say you've got?
What does the paper say it's worth?
£2,700.
Blimey, you pulled a good one, mate, working single-handed.
Perhaps I wasn't working at all. Mr. Kellerman, if you were buying that, what would you pay for it?
Are you asking me if I'd buy stolen property?
I am.
Well, I don't. Now finish up your drink and get out.
Is that your last word, Mr. Kellerman?
I don't know what you're talking about, coming in here, offering me jewellery. What do you think I am?
Show him the stuff, mate.
Do you think I carry it about with me?
You've been asking a lot of funny questions, you have. I don't...
Hold up there! This is the cock-a-cock-cock's time.
Stand away from the bar. Hello, Sergeant. Come on in.
Who have we got here? Daisy. Al Green. Who's that?
A friend of mine.
Where's Bob Oakes? He's been here.
Not tonight, Sergeant.
No. Well, I want him.
Have a drink, Sergeant.
Don't be saucy.
Shut up, Dave.
What do you want him for?
Never mind what for. Do you know where he was last night? Something's been pulled off that was just his handwriting.
It wasn't Oakey, I'll swear to that.
What was the job, Sergeant?
His jewellery. Kellerman, it's stuff that's red hot. Understand me?
No, Sergeant.
You wouldn't, would you? But I'm telling you, it'll burn the fingers of anyone who touches it.
What is it?
Nearly £2,000 worth. Pearl necklace, diamond bracelet, brooches and rings, all very nice stuff.
Taken from St. John's Wood, way, Sergeant?
How do you know that?
I read the papers.
Oh, you do? Well, who are you?
For the matter of that, who are you?
Sergeant Bates is my name.
Oh, have you got your warrant card?
Of course I have.
And then will you kindly produce it?
Very well. Here.
Sergeant Augustus Bates.
Sergeant Gussie.
Finished?
Thank you.
Now then, who are you?
What's that to do with you?
Don't you come that with me.
You have no shadow of right in even requesting my name.
Haven't I?
No.
Oh. I've a good mind to pick you up anyway.
Then why not do it, Sergeant? If you have anything to be suspicious about.
Have you seen Oakley?
I don't even know him.
All right, then. You keep a civil tongue in your head next time you speak to a police officer. You get yourself into trouble before you've done.
I think you're more likely to do that. And Sergeant Bates, if this kind of impertinence is repeated, I shall take steps to bring it to the notice of your superiors at the Yard. Good night.
I'll remember you.
Blimey, did you hear that? Take steps to bring it to the notice of your superiors.
Oh, the way you choked the sergeant off. What's your name?
I wouldn't even tell a policeman that. All right, Oakey, you can come out now.
What? Here, mister. How the hell did you know he was in that cupboard?
I heard every word. That was a treat, that was, mate.
Your beer rather gave you away. It must have upset a bit. I could see it running out under the panel.
Well, you don't think I was going to lose my drink for any rozzers, do you? We thought you was a rozzer when you knocked first, so I ducked in there.
You never did that job, did you, Oakey?
Not me. But I don't want to answer no questions tonight. Oh, that was a treat, though, to hear his nibs ticking off the sergeant. You going to have a drink, China?
Oh, no, no, this is on me. Oh, what's for you, Oakey?
Oh, I'll have a beer.
Same again all round, Mr. Kellerman.
All right.
Extra beer for our friend here. I'm afraid I owe you an apology, Oakey. I happen to know you didn't do that job at St. John's Wood.
Do you know who did do it?
Don't say it was you.
You wouldn't believe me if I did. Hey, your martini, Daisy.
Oh, darling.
Here you are, pal. Okay, to your continued freedom.
Well, that don't sound too healthy. However, here's looking at you, China.
Daisy?
Mud in your eye.
Pal?
Rot him.
Mr. Kellerman, once again, to the improvement of our relations, jolly good health.
You know,
I can't make you out. Strikes me he's as careful as you are, Benny. But you can talk to me, China. Have you got something to sell?
Maybe I have, and maybe I haven't. I'm saying nothing.
All right, please yourself. No offence.
Oh, Mr. Kellerman, could I look at that Gazette again, and the one before it?
Here you are.
Thanks. We'll look through the earlier one, shall we? Ah, here we are.
Is that yours?
I have an interest in it. What do you make the total there, Mr. Kellerman?
You mean you did that job as well?
470 quid.
And the sergeant assessed that hall at St. John's Wood at £2,000, didn't he?
He did.
That's £2,470, plus that one in the first Gazette, £2,700. That makes, £5,170 quid.
You're talking money, mate.
And there was another quite small job at about 400, I should think. That makes four jobs at something like £5,500, police gazette prices.
You haven't done all those jobs, have you?
After the way he talked to that rozzer, I'll give him credit for anything.
To be perfectly frank, Daisy, I have.
You're kidding.
Stone Ginger.
Stone Ginger?
Working on your Jack Jones.
Oh, on my own.
Yeah.
Yes.
That job the sergeant came about. Was that yours?
I must have duplicated Oakey's excellent methods.
And you did do it?
Yes.
Where have you got this stuff?
In my pocket.
You said you hadn't got it.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I asked you if you thought I carried it about with me. As a matter of fact, I do.
Show me. You're a knockout.
Here they are. Wow. Pretty, aren't they?
Yeah. I'll take a look at them on the table.
And you... back after the sergeant with all that on you?
If he'd picked you up, we'd all have been shocked.
I'll try this necklace on, Daisy. Oh. £2,000, according to the original owner. Yeah.
200's my price.
Oh, I don't like it. It's too flashy.
Well, it is rather ornate, I admit. Inspector Charles called it a dog collar.
Oh. Why keep bringing his name up? Has he seen it?
Well, he's looking for it. What's it all worth to you?
I'll tell you.
Right. 2, 4, 6 rings.
You know, you've done yourself a bit of good with this lot, but you've done too many jobs for it.
You think so?
Yeah, go after it big. In and out quick, that's my motto.
A very good one, too. What do you do?
I'll tell you. Now and again he cracks a safe, but mostly it's straight stealing. He's hot on lock, so he is.
Pal and him are on something tonight.
You are?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to talk to the rozzer.
Well, I suppose you're an expert.
Well, it's more than that, he's good.
You know... we might do something together sometime.
Oh, I don't see why not.
We'll see, shall we?
Yeah. Well, I've priced them. I'll give you 400 quid for the lot.
400? But the stuff's worth 5,000.
400.
Well, that's taking all the profit out of crime. Make it 1,000. But a satisfied customer's not much of a recommendation.
Come on, Benny, be fair.
All right. 500, then. And that's too much. I'll give you the money tomorrow.
You won't. I'll take it now.
I haven't got that much.
All or nothing, and I take the stuff away with me.
You've got the dough, Benny.
Oh, all right. I'll see what I can find.
Just a minute, Mr. Kellerman.
Hey?
You can leave the stuff with me. Thanks. You dropped a piece. Not that I don't trust you, of course. And bring back the 500.
If I've got it. Back in a minute.
That's the way to treat Benny. You've started right.
Tight he is, yeah. But he's safe. You won't know that stuff by the morning.
What will you do with it?
Take out the stones and milk the rest.
His rates of pay are not very high, are they?
No, I say they're not.
Oh, you want to get him to price the stuff before you snatch it.
Oh, I can see you know more about some things than I do. We might work very well together.
We might.
Well, think about it, shall we?
Here you are. 500. And now... may I trouble you?
Certainly, Mr. Kellerman. Thanks very much. Well, shall we have another little drink? The same again all round?
Beer for me.
And me.
Dry martinis for me and my gentleman friend. Oh,
working fast, aren't you, Daisy? Who is he? That's what I want to know. Three beers. And two martinis. Yeah. How long have you been on this lay?
Oh, not long, you bet.
How the hell do you know?
Here's your drink, mister. Oh, what is your name?
Anything you care to call me. Oh. Well, here's to crime and research.
And what?
Research.
I don't get you.
Oh, never mind. Make it plain crime.
Mud in your eye.
Here's looking at you, China. Rot him.
It's all very well, but I just don't get it.
Get what? Oh, for heaven's sake, turn off that there gramophone. Can't hear myself speak.
Oh, okay. No, I don't understand, the governor. Can you understand a bloke setting a girl up in a luxury flat and never... well, stop in there, if you see what I mean.
We have to have somewhere to meet and talk over the next job. The governor's a crook on business lines.
Yes, pal, but 3 months I've been living here and never once has he even suggested...
Knock it, young Daisy. You ought to be glad he treats you like a lady.
And then all this business of teaching us to take samples of each other's blood. Here, have you labelled them samples?
Yep. Mine. Pal's. Oh, neat, ain't they?
I don't half hate that needle.
Don't I know it. You know, I think the governor's a medical bloke what's got him bad. This blood business is just an hobby. Keep his hand in, like.
Research, he calls it. He did the same before that smash and grab. And the Hatton Garden do.
That's right. The time pal socked that copper and lost his voice when he thought he'd done him in. Governor Fair climbed down his throat to see where it had gone.
Yeah, funny the way pal's voice goes.
It's only when he gets excited or gets the wind up. Comic, isn't it, the way the governor always makes a dive to look for it?
Yeah, he makes more fuss over pal than he does over me. He always phones somebody before he leaves. I don't know who. Oh, that's him. Hello, dear.
Hello, Daisy. How are you?
Oh, not
for
that, thanks.
Hello, Oki.
What's your China? I done him. Pal's blood's still warm.
Oh, don't remind me, cook.
Oh, poor old pal. I brought something back for your throat.
Oh, thanks.
When's Kellerman coming?
Any minute now.
Did you do what I told you last night?
It was a pushover. I can pick that lock again any time.
Okay, this is going to be a very neat job.
Oh, they always are when you do them.
And you're going to have a nice new fur coat out of it, Daisy.
Honest?
Yes, mink. I picked the skins at the warehouse and had them sent along to the furriers. You'll have to go along there and choose the style of coat you want.
Why aren't you thieving it?
Good heavens, no. Besides, there are no made-up furs at the warehouse.
Governor, do you mean to say you picked the furs there?
I made that an excuse to go along this afternoon.
You've been on the job today?
Well, I thought it might be as well to make sure that everything is in proper order for tonight. Okay. See who that is.
Okay, Governor.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
Watch your badger.
Oh. Hello, Daze.
Hello, Badger.
Oh, I'm glad you got here, Badger. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, I'm all right.
This isn't going to be too much for you.
Ah, Badger's a good governor. It's a bit windy because of the times he's been laid.
Yeah, I can do with a job just now. And my cut's 300, ain't it?
300 it is. All right, now, let's get through this before Kellerman comes. What do you do, Thou?
I wait at the front of the place until I see the watchman register on the bottom clock.
Then you walk quietly round the corner and round into the other street.
Right.
Okay?
As soon as Powell comes into the street, I go for the door and start on the lock.
You got it, Pat. Now, while Oakey works on the lock, I come down from the other end of the street. We get to the door just after Oakey has opened it.
What about Nobler?
You follow me.
Ah, what have we got to have Nobler for?
Somebody's got to pick the best verge, you fool.
Now, Badger, do you know how long you wait after we've gone in?
7 minutes.
You got a ticker?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'll come right up to the top floor and wait with Nobler.
Me and Bert comes in together.
Right, in with the empty sacks.
Yes. Now, after we come in with Powell, we go up to the roof and climb over onto the lead flat I told you about.
We open the warehouse skylight and goes down to the second floor.
And meet the watchman.
Right. It's quite dark, remember. I let the watchman go by me. He comes up to Powell's Oakey.
That's right.
As he draws level, grab him. You two hold him and count 10 from the moment I get my mask over his mouth and nose.
He won't pass out, will he?
Oh, good heavens, no. I've done too many of them.
Watchman?
Well, not watchman exactly. Now, don't forget, we all put on gloves the instant we're inside the building. Especially you, Badger.
Oh, yes, Governor.
Tug brings his lorry outside Bellman's box factory at exactly 1:40.
And his mate puts the lights on in the factory.
So as to make it look like he's got a right to be there.
That's most essential.
We do the steal off the warehouse in one street, work the furs over the flat roof...
And load it up out of a factory what makes empty boxes in another street.
That's the natural. And when do we cut it up?
Here, tomorrow night, at 9:00. Well, I think that's everything. You can get along now, Badger.
Oh, right, oh, Gov.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, all.
I don't think Badger is too safe.
We can look after him.
His heart is bad, and his nerves are all shot to pieces. So long as he doesn't start talking.
No, Badger don't say nothing.
You didn't say much yourself, then. I wonder if they'll put my friend Inspector Charles onto it afterwards.
Hey!
He's no pal of yours.
Oh, but he is. I've often discussed our activities with him.
You're kidding.
He says that a well-organized gang of international crooks have been at work.
International? Blimey.
Note the well-organized. I can remember the time when he had a different opinion.
Oh, well, I'll go.
That'll be Benny. What's he going to pay, Governor?
14,000. The payoff will be here tomorrow night at 9:00. Good evening, Mr. Kellerman.
Evening. Evening, all.
Thank you. You look a little off colour.
This job worries me. The business will be up there like a swarm of bees tomorrow.
They won't find any.
I hope not. Well, if this thing comes off, it'll be one of the fattest swipes that's ever been done in furs.
What do you mean, if?
Nothing's ever gone wrong before.
Once is enough. It ought to be all right. I've got my M6.
I had a last look over the ground today. I was telling Daisy that I picked out the skins for her new fur coat.
I can give her half a dozen if she wants them.
I don't. The gardener's got taste. Brought me this frock he did.
Pretty, don't you think?
Not bad. Where'd you thieve it?
Oh, my dear Mr. Kellerman, I bought it.
Here, what about pricing this stuff?
You want cash, don't you?
£1 notes tomorrow night, 9:00.
And no snide notes, no sticky ones, neither.
Oh, I know I can pass the staff on, and I've arranged all that. My price, and it's the limit, is 14,000.
Cool. That's talking, Benny.
You're 1,000 short of my figure.
I couldn't pay more if I wanted to. I've had the hell of a job setting up the dough.
All right, let it go at that. 14,000. Now, I must make a phone call, and then I'll leave you.
Are you shifting it quick?
So quick, I'll hardly see it. I don't mind telling you. I'll be glad when it's all over.
So shall I.
I'm rather looking forward to
you
it.
You would. Still doing your medical stuff?
He's got a couple of bottles of blood in his bag.
Yeah, my blood.
Eh?
Oh, ain't Oakey's.
I don't get that side of you.
I don't let it bother you. Hello? Yes, it is. Yes, I should be there in about 20 minutes. And I shall be back rather late tonight, I'm afraid. I beg your pardon? Oh, he's there now. Well, ask him to come to the telephone. I've got a friend of yours on the other end of the wire, Mr. Kellerman.
Who is it?
You'll hear in a moment. Well, if it isn't my old friend, Detective Inspector Charles of Scotland Yard.
Oh, come on, go on.
What are you doing down my way? Still showing willing on Lady Challing's burglary? Me? Oh, I'm up in town. Yes, I've got rather an important engagement, I'm afraid. Well, I must admit there's a lady in it. Oh, quite beautiful. All right, old man. Sorry to have missed you. See you soon. Goodbye.
Were you bluffing?
No, Mr. Kellerman.
You look startled, pal.
You give me a turn, talking to that busy.
You've no need to worry. Now, as we're getting along.
Oh, I'll see you out.
Thank you, David. I'll see you two tonight at 11:30.
Okay, Governor.
We'll be there.
It's parky up here.
Turns a bit chilly. What a view from this roof on a moonlight night.
I prefer it dark myself. Is that you, pal?
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah. Everything's sexy.
Yeah. Here's another.
Yeah, look out. Some of the furs are spilling out.
Oh, just a sec. I'll shove them back. Yeah. Okay now.
Okay.
Get it tired, Badger.
Oh, no, not me, Gov. Besides, we're nearly finished, ain't we?
Yeah, it won't be long now. We've been just an hour on the job. 5 minutes ahead on our schedule.
Yeah.
Here's the last of the Arctic foxes. Oh, here's the lorry. Dead on time. Thank God for that. Tug's just getting out.
Any sign of that copper, Governor?
Nobody's almost certain to come along.
I hope he don't. Ooh, it really makes me sweat to think about it.
I can just see Tug. Good work. He's got the first box on already.
Oh, he's a good bloke. Ooh, that copper. Lord, if they get me again. Oh, my heart's beating. Everything's going round and round.
Noble's just starting on the fourth floor now. We'll be wanting empties again in a minute.
Yeah, all right. Give me those sacks over, Badger. Yeah, Badger. Good Lord.
Hey, hello. What happened?
I just fainted.
Well, it takes him that way sometimes.
No, you'll be all right. You get on getting the stuff up.
It's all survived it below, Governor. Tug's busy loading.
Oh, it isn't all right up here. Badger's fainted. You keep things going, pal.
Is he bad?
No, but he ought not to have been on this job.
I bet he thought he'd come in on. He wouldn't say nothing. That's like him. How is he?
Coming round. You'll be all right, Badger, old chap.
Pal, give me one of those sacks.
Here. Now, rest against this, Badger. And keep quiet for a
minute. Oh, sorry, Governor.
Oh, you couldn't help it. We're better in a few minutes.
No.
Can't. Don't try to get up.
No. Don't you worry, Badger. The Governor will look after you.
Is there a mug or something down here so I can give him a drink?
You don't touch water, do you, Badger?
Only when I wash, mate.
Stay where you are, Badger.
Oh, I'm letting you down.
No,
Governor.
You're not. Carrying these sacks is enough to tire anybody.
Oh, no good to you, I'm not.
Cheer up, mate. You'll get your cut just the same money, Governor.
Of course you will.
Oh, I ain't thinking of that.
Now, let's have a look at you now.
The old art, ain't it, Governor?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. You've strained it, you know.
Yeah, I've been told that before.
Take it easy.
Silver foxes now.
Oh, right. I can do my bit now.
No, Roger.
I tell you, I'm all right.
Well, don't rush it, then.
Yeah, Governor. Bert says the Rosser's down below.
No, I know. I saw him just now.
What's that? A copper?
Shut up.
You think he's rambled us?
I don't know. He's only been here a few minutes. He's talking to Doug.
Good. How I'd like to drop a brick on him.
Why don't he go?
What's up? He's a rosser. See him? Cool. Doug's giving him the madam about going to Allgate. Yeah, but you can't tell if he's taking it.
I think I'd better go down.
Oh, wait a minute, Gov. What's he doing now?
He's got his notebook out. It's a rumble. Oh, I'll get 10 years for this.
Shut up.
Let me have him. You watch the street. Don't be alarmed, Badger. It's quite all right.
They got us, Governor.
Well, not yet, they ain't, mate.
Listen, Badger. If we do have to do a bolt for it, we'll go through the warehouse. I'll look after you.
He had his notebook out.
Hold on. And Rosa's going.
Oh, yes. He's on his way.
Honest. He's gone. Mammy, Doug's fetching out another box.
There you are, Badger.
Blimey, that very near gave me heart disease.
Okay. Better get back to Nob now, or you think something's happened.
The copper's gone round the corner now.
We expected that policeman, Badger. There was nothing to get excited about.
Excited? He was too scared to fight.
Oh, I made a fool of myself again. I'll make it up to you, Governor.
Stay where you are, Badger. Take a rest.
Yeah. Never lost me voice that time.
I've hooked it up for you.
Yeah. Another 10 minutes and we'll have cleared the lot.
Good work.
What's that, Bert? Straight he did. Struth. Governor, that wasn't a notebook the Rosser fetched out.
No?
It looked like one.
It was a street guide. He was telling Tug the nearest way to Allgate.
Oh, at last. Come on in, Ochi. This is a fine time for anyone to sell
out. Now, pay off until 9 o'clock.
Oh, but I haven't had a word from anybody all day. You might have been pinched for all I know. I've been up all night worrying myself to death.
Didn't he ring?
Nobody rang. You go off on the biggest job you've ever done and I don't know what happens to you.
It was a big one, wasn't it? See what the papers say.
I've read the print of them.
Sensational city robbery. £200,000 in furs missing. Oh, blimey, Daisy. They're worth twice as much since we pinched them.
How did it go on?
Like shelling peas. Didn't anybody look in, I tell you?
Not a blasted soul. I'd have been glad to see Badger, even. I've gone to collect the money. Just looked in.
Well, you don't want to go having Benny up here when you're alone, see? He don't like the governor. And he's a vicious devil when he's got a down on a man.
Well, I ain't fond of Benny, if that's what you mean. But the governor don't intend nothing. Uses his place like a ruddy office.
Well, we got to meet somewhere.
And he rings someone up to say he'll be late home.
Well, he's a crook on business lines.
Until he's ready for another job, he won't come near here.
I'll look in now and again.
That'll be a thrill. Oh, that's one of them. Look, pour out some drinks, will you?
Oh, give me a turn, that did. See who it is, and talk loud. Be jumpy for a bit, I suppose.
Hello, pal. Hello, Badger.
Hello, Dave. Yeah, what are you shouting for? Anybody at home?
Okay. Oh. Come on in, another drink.
Now you're talking, Dave. Will she be old Oakey?
Hello, Oakey.
Watch it, Badger. How you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. Oh, I fainted on the job last night, Dave.
Oh. Did you? Here's some whiskey. Doing good.
Oh, Daisy.
I was through chugging him every sex about. The governor fixed him round over.
Oh, he's a good sort, ain't he?
Had a way. He had everything taped with a caution. Even that rodder.
Blimey, I bet he's a sick rodder now.
He'd have known, eh?
Yeah, one toot on his whistle. And we'd have been asking for a kind-hearted judge. Rot him, whoever he might have been.
Was that the copper you expected?
Yeah. Hey, and what do you think? He got his book out and told Tug the quickest way to walk.
This is happening with a gate.
It's all right. It's him. Hello, dear.
Hello, Daisy. Good evening, gentlemen. Oh. Just I see you well.
Oh, in the pink.
Oh, I'm grand, sir.
Watch it, China. And everybody got away all right.
You might have rung me up or something.
Times like these, even the telephone is dangerous. Have you seen the papers?
We've all seen all of them.
You ain't seen anything in them about us, have you? Well,
the police have found out how it was done, but the great thing is that they don't know who did it.
Will you have something?
Not just now. How are you feeling, Badger?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with me now, Governor.
Do you mind if I have a look at you?
Oh, you can have his blood, Governor.
No. Take a coat off, Badger.
What you going to do?
I'm going to pretend that I'm a real doctor and give you a little free advice. Oh. Sit down, chap.
He won't hurt you, mate.
Well, I'm all right now. Oh,
of course you're all right, Badger. No one said you were not. Anyway, we can't have you fainting all over the place. Undo your shirt, will you?
Oh, I didn't mean it last night, Governor.
Of course you didn't. Don't worry. Keep quiet, huh? Badger, it's all right, you know. No need to be nervous.
Well, I ain't scared, Governor.
Give him another drink of whiskey, Daisy.
Oh, yeah. Here you are, Badger.
He's strong enough to push a bus over, isn't he?
Of course, two buses.
He's been overdoing things a little, that's all. You must take it more steadily, Badger, and cut out the excitement.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Look here, I'll give you your money now. Here you are. 500.
Oh, my cut's only free.
That's a bit extra because we did well. And here's something else. When you feel a bit rocky, just take one of these tablets.
Yes, Governor.
Have you got anywhere you could go out in the country?
Well, I've got a married sister, Margate Way.
Oh, and I'll pay her a visit for as long as you can.
Oh, well, I might. It's me heart, ain't it, Governor?
Oh, you've got a grand heart, Badger. Only it isn't working quite so well as it should.
I know. Well, I suppose I might as well be moving along. Well, thanks for the cut, and thanks for the job. So long, Days.
Goodbye, Badger.
Don't get picked up, mate.
That will be seeing you, Badger.
Best of luck, Turner.
Well, so long, Governor.
Goodbye. And remember what I told you, won't you?
I'll remember. Well, good luck all.
What's he got, Governor?
Do you really want to know?
Tell us.
3 months, if I'm any judge.
Poor old Badger.
You're a real doctor, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
That will be Benny. Or it might be Tug and Nobbler.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll go. Oh, here you are.
Bad day.
Come on.
They're in here.
Well, you won't see Tug and Nobbler here tonight. I've given them their cuts and got away.
Why?
I got scared when Tug told me about that copper. He must have had a thundering good look at him. He's given a description. It's in all the papers now. Read that.
Fair robbery. Description of wanted man. Might be anybody.
Tug wouldn't recognize himself. And he's took his whiskers off now.
You think that policeman might know him again?
Know him? That copper's got a grudge. I've had a day, I can tell you. 3 times I've been into my place to see what they can pick up.
Where's the stuff?
It was on its way out of the country by daylight.
That's rapid.
You've got to be rapid. Here, where's Badger?
He's been and gone again.
Good. We don't want any of them back until this blows over. When the bitties are picking up anybody, that's the time to be extra careful.
We've got stone ginger alibis. Now, look here. I was with you all last night.
That's right.
We don't even know what a fir looks like.
Me and my brother Bert was home and fast asleep.
That's right.
We think a fir's a kind of tree.
We left no clues at all, and we never took a glove off all the time.
Ah, oh, that's all right, then. Let's have a drink.
What do you have?
Whiskey, straight.
Martini for me.
Oh, and me.
I'll go one, too.
I'll join in.
That should cheer things up a little. You came in with a face like fate, Mr. Kellerman.
I've had a funny feeling about this job. I've never liked it from the start. If I knew more about you, I'd feel safer.
I wonder if you would.
What do you mean by that?
You're very good health.
I never did like working in the dark.
You have hinted that.
Well, next time, Governor.
Imagine your eye.
Crime and research.
What?
Oh, plain crime again.
Rot him.
Now then, let's sort this now.
How have you bought him?
500 in each packet. I'll pay Tug and Nobbler 1,500 apiece. That leaves you 11,000 quid.
You sound like a bank, Benny.
Well, here's yours, pal.
Oh, thanks, Gub. A cool 1,000. It's a gift.
And Brother Bert, 500.
Oh, good old Bert.
What about Tug's mate?
I'll pay him out if you give it me.
500. Here you are.
I've never seen so much money.
Well, if you say things like that, I should be conscience-stricken.
If the Rozzers could only see us now.
Oh, Daisy, this is for you.
I didn't expect this.
That's for being a good girl.
Oh, it's ever so nice of you.
Daisy, you'll embarrass our friend.
Oh, don't mind us.
You count out your own, Erky. Daisy, put the rest in my bag, will you?
Yes, dear.
You trust me, don't you?
I do.
Will you be easing off now?
Yes.
How long for?
I don't know quite.
I thought perhaps you might be.
Oh, why?
Oh, just an idea I had.
Well, that appears to settle everything. I'll just put through a telephone call and then I must be off.
Do you think you'd better? I mean, you said just now it was dangerous to use the phone.
Nonsense, Daisy. It's just his routine call. Nothing to do with the job.
No, no, Daisy. There's nothing for you to worry about.
The best thing for everyone is to keep quiet for a bit.
Yes, just stay around and act normally.
I see. Coming up tomorrow?
I don't think I can promise you that, Daisy. But I'll be seeing you. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh. Telephone immediately and say I'll be there in 20 minutes. Then I'll come straight back. That's all. Goodbye. I'm afraid I have to be getting along.
Ain't you going to make a time to meet for the next job, Governor?
No, Oaky, not now. Goodbye, Mr. Killerman. Cheerio, pal.
So long, Gov.
Goodbye, Oaky. You backed me up splendidly.
I'll see you out.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll be seeing you, Governor.
Yes.
Good luck, China.
Goodbye.
on.
Yeah. And you know what he's doing? He looks to me like he's dropping you.
Dropping? Me?
All of you.
Not him. He's all right. Well, take me oath on that.
Well, I want to know a bit more about him.
Yeah, Benny, what are you getting at?
You wait and see.
Looking for something?
I had a screwdriver.
Is this it? You left it when you was in here before.
Oh, did I? Thanks, Oakie.
Has he been here earlier?
Yeah. What are you doing to that phone, Benny?
He isn't the only clever one. He always telephones someone before he goes.
What are you unscrewing the dial for?
Daisy, have you rigged something against the governor?
I want to know who he is, the same as Benny.
I know what I'm doing. Oh! That's got it.
Daisy, what's he done to the blower?
He fitted that thing underneath the dial when he come before.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's called a scriber. It goes round with the dial, see? Makes a mark each time. It's made 7 altogether. And I can tell from the length of them what number he calls.
Blimey.
I don't like the sound of it.
You'll only start a pack of trouble, Benny.
I told him I don't like working in the dark. Now we'll have a bit of light.
Here, Benny, are you ringing the same number?
I am.
No, I wish you wouldn't, Benny.
It looks too tricky for me.
Why don't you lay off it? It can't do any good.
You leave this to me. Got it. Hello, who's that? Who is it? Doctor Who's resident? Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, yes, I do. Wrong number. Now I'll have a bit of fun.
Benny, what do you mean? What are you going to do?
Quite still, please.
Oh, sorry.
One moment longer.
Of course.
Thank you, Sir William.
Well, what's the verdict? Anything serious?
You have been spending a little too much time at the bar, my learned friend.
No, I can't drink standing up. Is that all it is?
It isn't that at all, Sir William.
Well, may I put on my coat now?
Yes, do.
Thank you.
Tell me, have you been working very hard?
Oh, yes, on the Maynard case. Thank heaven it's over.
And over very brilliantly for you, but we expect that. Was he innocent?
We were discussing my headache.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, don't be alarmed. It's a touch of...
Alcoholic cirrhosis?
Not quite that. Just liver. You've been obliged to use stimulants. You let yourself become overtired, and now I'm afraid you're paying for it with headaches.
My head has been pretty bad, Clitterhouse.
Oh, I know. Look here, this is nothing whatever to worry about. I want to make that plain.
Thank you.
Now, can you forget legal matters for 2 or 3 days?
Of course, if you advise it.
Good. I should like you to take a walk this evening, once round the outer circle in the park.
I will.
And tomorrow morning, do 9 holes. Lunch at the clubhouse, and finish the round in the afternoon.
That will be taking things very easily.
Yes, very gentle exercise. But do a full 18 the day after. Then you should be ready for anything.
Sounds simple.
That's because I put it to you as you put things to a jury, very clearly. They are so dull-witted.
That's good.
Actually, my advice is merely common sense. Only you fellows will pay fees to be told.
Fortunately for you, eh?
I'll give you a little prescription to help matters on.
How about diet?
Light and plain. For the next week.
All right.
Take one of the cachets tonight. Leave this prescription to be made while you take your walk.
But you, just as you've told me.
If you went out of commission, some of these criminal cases would not be half so interesting. I followed the Maynard affair.
Yes, a little ticklish, that, but I knew we should get him off.
You did? I thought conviction was absolutely certain.
Well, I diagnose from facts, just as you diagnose from symptoms.
I'd never considered it like that.
Once I know all the facts, it's reasonably possible to tell what the outcome of the case will be.
But even in criminal cases?
Yes, you can't beat facts.
Well. Goodbye, Sir William. You will follow my advice, won't you?
Oh, my dear fellow, any excuse for a game of golf is a good one. Good night, nurse.
Good night, Sir William. The evening paper, Doctor.
Thanks, nurse. Anything else for tonight?
You asked me to remind you about the heroine from Mrs. Crawford. A fresh supply came in this morning. It's in the cupboard.
Well, let me have it now, will you?
Yes, Doctor.
Ah, thanks. I'll keep this file out. Twelve tablets. 1/12 grain each. Right, lock the others away, will you?
Yes, of course.
If they send round, just give a one out of this. I'll leave it on my desk.
Are you going out then, Doctor?
Oh, I was forgetting. I've got an evening to myself, haven't I? Well, I've some writing to do in this notebook of mine. I've a lot to digest here. Look.
It's almost full.
I've discovered some things which will prove highly interesting.
I've always been afraid that you'd be caught.
I've been very careful.
But I've always known when you were doing something.
Have you? How?
I could tell.
Oh? Have you noticed anything recently?
You've been very anxious to see the papers.
I have, haven't I? There's an acknowledgement in this one. Just there. Got it?
Receipt for £7,000. Anonymous. Police orphanage.
The Prisoner's Aid had another lot. I thought that was rather selfish of me, though.
In case you needed their assistance.
That was the idea.
Don't you think you've done enough now? I should feel much happier if you gave it up.
Why? Doesn't affect you, nurse.
It does. You seem so tired, so fagged out in the mornings.
I'll turn in early tonight, anyway. I think I'll have a word with old Charlie. Nurse, if you want to go out, you know.
I should like to run over and see Nurse Harvey presently.
Then do, will you?
I'll see who that is.
Whitehall, 1212.
Is Inspector Charles available?
Just a moment, sir. I'm afraid he's engaged at the moment, sir.
Engaged? Well, I'll hold on, if I may.
Very good, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, Doctor. Can you see a Mr. Benjamin?
A patient?
You've never attended him, but he says it's rather urgent.
Bring him in.
Inspector Charles, sir?
Oh, hello, Charlie. Clit here.
Oh, aren't you working?
As a matter of fact, I'm not. So I thought I'd waste your time and apologize for not being home the other evening.
Oh, I was sorry to miss you.
Well, we must have a night out, Charlie. Too much work is not good for any policeman.
Well, what can I do for you, Cliff?
I've just seen your name in the paper in connection with that fur robbery. It reminded me to ring you up.
Well, I'm a bit pressed just now.
Oh. Well, when you have an evening free, let me know. Yes. So long, old boy.
Well, goodbye, Cliff.
Goodbye.
Mr. Benjamin.
Thank you, nurse. Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Won't you sit down?
I thought you wouldn't recognize my first name. Surprise for you, isn't it?
Perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me how you came to be here, Mr. Kellerman.
Through a little idea of my own. So you're a proper doctor, are you?
Does anyone else know who I am?
No, I've kept it to myself so far.
Now, what do you want?
I always knew you weren't a regular tea leaf.
Did you indeed?
Just a sort of amateur, aren't you?
I dislike that term, Mr. Kellerman.
Don't come that with me. You don't go anymore.
I asked you what you wanted here.
I heard you. Well, when I know what your game is, then I'll know how safe you are.
Or, putting it more clearly, how safe you are.
I'll have it that way, if you like. You're a doctor. Unless you've got yourself into trouble, you don't have to steal.
Oh?
What's all this medical stuff you've been putting across? Taking samples of blood and peering down pal's throat. Come on, open up. What's the game?
I've told you many times. Crime and research.
What does that mean?
I don't mind explaining as you're here. You see, this book, it's almost filled with, let's call them my medical notes.
What? Do you mean you've written down notes on everything you've done?
I intend them as a basis of a work which may in some measure reveal why crooks are crooks and why they continue to be crooks.
I always knew you were dangerous. Suppose the cops got hold of those notes.
That's extremely unlikely.
But they'll see this other book when you've written it.
I hope it will assist them.
Yeah, assist them to come down on you and me. Here, let's have a look at it.
Be careful what you're doing, Mr. Kellerman. Give me back that book.
You think I'm like the others, afraid of you? What the hell is this?
I doubt if you will understand it.
There's something here, though. P, hit officer during escape, about 8:45. 9:15,
Officer reported killed. P immediately subjected to laryngeal spasm. Do you know what you've written here?
Yes, I think so.
Enough to send us down for 5 years apiece. P for Powell. And every busy in London knows that Powell's voice goes when he's scared. They'll be on us like lightning.
Nothing of the sort will appear in the book itself.
How do I know that?
Give me back that book, Kellerman.
Not ruddy lightly. I shan't sleep till I've seen this burn. Burn? You bet it'll be burnt. Do you think I'm going to let you walk out on us and keep this?
That book is very important, Kellerman. I'm not going to see my work destroyed by you.
It's a long sight more important to me. Yeah. Have you ever thought I could give the office about you?
Well, you mean you're thinking of giving me away to the police?
It only wants a word.
I see.
And you listen to this. You've been picking the jobs. Now I'll pick them for you.
And what do you mean by that?
I've got my eye on a bank.
Ah. Are you suggesting I should break into it?
I'm telling you. And I'll give you 20% of what you take.
Rather harsh terms, Mr. Kellerman. Now, would you kindly give me back that book?
Not on your life. And I haven't finished yet. I didn't make so much off of those furs as I ought to have done. Now, if you could pass me back 1,000 or so.
Oh, so you lost on it, did you? Kellerman, do you realize the position into which you are trying to force me?
Trying? I know where I've got you. Now I'll have a drink, a whiskey.
I was about to suggest that. Kellerman, do you seriously mean all you said?
You try and cross me.
I only wanted to know.
You be sensible, and there won't be no hard feelings.
Sir?
Not for me. Well, here's that. I'll have another soda this time.
I have this sent specially from Scotland. How do you like it?
Oh, it's a bit, I don't know. Got a full flavour. It'll do, though.
Oh, that's very pleasing. Say, when?
Don't drown it.
Do you know, Mr. Kellerman, I've just realised that my book is hardly complete. You see, I've secured data on various types of criminal activity, but I don't know anything at all so far about the reactions associated with the greatest crime of all.
You mean doing somebody in?
That would complete the book.
And it'd complete you, too. You can't get away with murder.
Oh, I rather think I could. A medical man has knowledge and opportunity denied to most people.
Don't you believe it?
But it's so simple. I've thought it all out.
Ooh, have you?
I should make my victim unconscious, but I shouldn't actually end his life until I was quite ready to dispose of him.
Wouldn't you?
No, that'd be much too dangerous. I should put him in the back of my car, under some rugs, perhaps. Then I should drive down to Burnham on Crouch. I have a bungalow there. I should put him in a boat. And I should go out to midstream. But I shouldn't drop him overboard until I was absolutely certain I had not been observed. That I was quite safe. Being unconscious, he would drown. The coroner's verdict would be simply found drowned. There would be no marks, no violence, nothing.
Yeah, I feel sleepy.
Of course you do, Mr. Kellerman. You're going to sleep.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Do you remember the full taste in your whiskey? I emptied a vial of heroin tablets into your first glass. 12 of them. A full grain. You see, you created an impossible situation, Mr. Kellerman. You forced me to do it.
What the hell are you... What are you doing to me?
We are going to burn them on Crouch.
Evening.
morning papers here, Doctor. There's a photograph in the Star. Isn't that the man who called himself Mr. Benjamin?
Yes.
The paper calls him Benny Kellerman. Isn't he the fence that you once said you were going to see?
Ah, you remember.
Doctor, I saw him here 2 days ago.
That's right, nurse.
Doctor, he's been missing since he came here.
Yes, he has, hasn't he?
Something has happened. I know it.
Something certainly seems to have happened to Mr. Kellerman.
Doctor, he was not found drowned.
He was.
Read what it says there. The police are investigating. They say he was dead before he went into the sea. A grain of heroin must have been too much for him.
What do you mean by that?
When I came back from Nurse Harvey's, the file on your desk was empty. You'd gone out. You didn't come home until 2 a.m. I waited here till then. I thought there was something wrong.
You're letting your imagination get the better of you.
I don't think I am. Did you take him to Burnham?
Nurse, you don't realize what you're saying.
Did you kill him?
Nurse, I don't want...
Did you?
Yes. I did. I had to. He's blackmailing me. Forcing me to go on.
You did give him the heroin?
Yes.
He'll find it. His heart must...
I examined him before I went out on the river. He was alive then.
You meant him to drown. He must have died on the boat.
I didn't examine him again.
You must destroy that book. If there's the least suspicion, it will give you away.
But nothing can be traced to me.
How do you know? You've made one slip already.
Yes, he was not found drowned.
Going to Burnham. That was another.
I don't think so.
You may have made a third.
No. Nurse, we're frightening each other, aren't we? Listen, there is absolutely nothing that will link Kellerman with myself.
How is it that he came here? You didn't tell him who you were, surely?
No. I don't know how he found that out.
Suppose someone else knows.
Nobody else knows. He said so.
That may have been a lie.
No, I don't think it was.
Oh, I'm so frightened for you. So frightened.
Nurse, please. I'll answer it.
Is that Primrose 8880?
Yes, it is.
Ah, this is the police here, sir.
What?
The police. Who is that speaking?
The police? Well, this is Dr. Clitterhouse speaking.
Doctor who?
Clitterhouse.
Ah, I see. Could you give me your address, sir?
Well, you have only the number?
That's right.
Look here, I don't understand this. You'll find the address in the telephone book.
Yes, you see, we're making some inquiries, sir, and we wonder whether you could help us.
In that case, I suggest you get in touch with Inspector Charles at the Yard. He knows me quite well.
I'm sorry, sir. I hope we haven't disturbed you.
Oh, no, but it's a little disconcerting to be...
Yes, well, we may have to get in touch again. You realise that, sir?
Yeah, very well. Goodbye.
The police? What did they want?
Apparently they had a telephone number and wanted to know whose it was, so they simply rang up.
Why?
The man said they were making some inquiries.
About Kellerman?
Of course not. He didn't say what it was about. Oh, they may be calling again. Hello? Well, this sounds like a call box.
Hello, Governor.
What? Oakley?
Yes, Gov.
Well, how the devil did you get this number?
Well, Benny Kellerman, he's fixed the phone, see, Gov.
Kellerman what?
He fixed the phone. He got your number. He traced it on a thing called a scriber, Gov.
And they found the number in his pocket?
Yeah, that's right, Gov.
Well, listen, don't stop for anything.
No.
Get away now. And look after Daisy. Good luck.
Thanks, China.
And to Pal.
And you, Gov.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Who's that?
They've been to Kellerman's club. Asking questions.
They found out?
I'd used a telephone, and he'd fitted something to it that registered our number. And he had it in his pocket. That's why they telephoned me.
In his pocket?
Oh, I didn't search him. I shouldn't have known what the thing was anyway.
That's the third slip. It's like a net closing round you.
There's an opening to every net, nurse.
They'll come here, Doctor. That book will give you away. You must get rid of
it. No! No! That's too valuable to lose, whatever happens.
Oh, please. Please, be guided by me. I'll deny that he ever came here. I'll account for all the heroin.
I refuse to involve you. Besides, you can't dodge the police there. They ask endless questions. They would break down any alibi.
They wouldn't break me down, Doctor.
They might simply not believe you. Oh, let me think. Nurse, I said there was an opening to every net.
What are you going to do?
Kellerman was a worthless type. Blackmailer. He forced my hand. I'll extenuate in circumstances, nurse. We'll see what...
Sir William Grant's residence.
Oh, is Sir William at home?
Yes, he is.
Now, could I have a word with him, please?
Oh, who is that speaking?
This is Dr. Kidderhouse.
Oh, doctor, would you hold on just a moment, please?
Thank you.
You're going to talk to Sir William about it?
I'm going to take counsel's opinion.
You can only have one opinion, doctor.
He told me the other day that he could always make a diagnosis from facts. I'll give him the facts. When
yes?
Sir William?
Yes, speaking.
This is Kidderhouse.
Oh.
How are you?
Well, fine, thanks to you.
Oh, that's excellent. So, William, there's a rather urgent matter that I should like to discuss with you. Could I slip over to see you right away?
Oh, don't do that. I'm just going out anyway.
Oh, you're leaving the house now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, if you would drop in, it's only across the road.
Well, yes, of course I will.
That's very kind of you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Do be careful what you say.
I can talk to him in confidence.
But what can you hope to gain?
His opinion. He says that given the facts, he can always assess the outcome of a case. He knew that he would get Maynard off, and this book may help.
It will go against you, Doctor.
Perhaps it won't.
I'd rather see it destroyed.
No, we must keep it.
Think of yourself, not of the book.
It's more important now. Yes, you'll help me, will you? Won't you?
I'll do anything. Anything.
You could have the manuscript prepared for me. There's lots you could do. That'll be Sir William.
Sir William Grant.
And you're certainly looking better, Sir William.
I feel it, yes. I went round in 76 today. I astounded myself.
Back to your old form, eh?
Well, I was lucky from the start. I happened to get away with a screaming drive. Well, you know the fold course, don't you?
I've often played there.
I passed that double bunker. 300 yards if it's an inch.
Good shot.
Well, I found the ball in a fair sort of lie. Not quite good enough for a brassy and not bad enough for an iron. So I used my spoon and... Well, I was on.
On in two?
Yes, on in two. About 17 feet from the pin. Yes, and I sunk it.
That hole's a bogey five.
Of course it is. That gave me an eagle. My first for 5 years, Kitterhouse. Congratulate me.
What a day.
An eagle on the first. Oh, Lord, love me, Kitterhouse. It was worth living for.
After that, you couldn't do wrong.
The finest round I can remember. I'm not one of your tigers, you know.
Well, best of theirs. 86, I'm afraid.
Well, we must have a round together sometime. Well, can you get away tomorrow?
I'm afraid tomorrow seems a little doubtful, Sir William.
I suppose so. You fellows never know what's going to crop up, do you? However, bear it in mind.
I shall. I hope we get a game together soon.
Well, I didn't come over to talk golf, did I? Something you wanted, wasn't it?
Yes. I'm afraid it will be rather talking shop from your point of view.
Oh, go ahead. Pick my brains as much as you like. I'm in a good mood.
It's like this. A very close friend of mine seems to have gone off the rails.
Oh? Professionally?
I'll explain. He had the idea of trying to secure data on the nervous reactions of, well, crooks.
Oh. Yes?
He felt that their experiences must have a definite influence, not only upon their psychology, but upon their physique.
I think I follow you.
He wanted, among other things, to work out the medical reasons for it by tests and close observation while the crooks were actually at work.
Yes, well, there might be something in it.
And he found out that the boss...
He's been carrying out this investigation.
Yes.
Did you say while the crooks were actually at work?
I did.
Oh. Well, how did he manage that?
He simply went among crooks.
Good heavens. Are you suggesting that he... Well, that he resorted to criminal practices?
He had to find out what he wanted to know.
Oh.
He worked alone at first on small burglaries. Then he met a receiver and other men, and between them they did some quite reasonably clever jobs.
And he's involved himself, I suppose?
He has.
What happened to the proceeds of these robberies?
Well, the crooks had their share, and he gave most of his away anonymously. His object was research, you see.
I don't know that I do see quite.
I suppose it's got rather beyond him, is that it?
Yes. He kept his identity secret. Then one of them found out who he was and tried to blackmail him.
That was inevitable.
The man was a fence.
I know the kind.
My friend's notes were then practically complete. He didn't want to go on. Only this man tried to force him to continue.
And then?
He suddenly realized he'd studied various types of criminal activity, but he lacked data on the ultimate crime.
Not murder?
Yes.
And he has?
He has. In fact, he was obliged to.
You mean he removed the blackmailer?
Yes.
He would, of course.
Why do you say that?
Oh, never mind. Go on.
Well, there isn't any more.
And he's now afraid the police will be after him.
Yes, Sir William. He does appreciate that contingency.
Well, they will, you know.
Why do you say that?
Because that kind of man would make mistakes, fatal errors.
How can you be sure of that?
Because he was intent only upon his idea. So obsessed that he could commit murder. Titterhouse, are you stating a hypothetical case? Or has this actually happened?
Well, let's assume that it has actually happened. Suppose it were discovered. What would be his chances of getting off?
It isn't a matter of chance at all.
Isn't it?
He would get off.
What? Why?
Because the man's as mad as a hatter.
Good Lord.
But it's obvious.
He'd get off?
The facts being as stated by you, I would stake my reputation on it.
Stake your reputation? Well, I'll...
It wouldn't be worth bringing him to trial.
But he's not mad, Sir William.
He may not go about with straws in his hair, but he's not sane, and therefore not responsible.
Well, what about his book?
Well, that might be quite coherent and perfectly sensible. He probably goes about like you and I.
Just like you and I.
You'll have to do something about it, you know.
What do you mean?
You're an accessory after the fact. I take it that you have obtained this information confidentially, but you can't keep it to yourself. Your friend must be restrained. I suggest that you ought immediately to inform the proper authorities. I don't want to propose any breach of confidence, but does it happen to be anyone whom I know?
Yes. You do know him.
David? Who?
Me.
Good Lord.
It's Inspector Charles, Doctor. And a police sergeant.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening, Sir William.
Good evening, Detective Inspector.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. This is the man I saw in Kellerman's Club about 4 months ago.
Ah, you remember me.
I do.
What is this, Charles?
Clit, I wonder if you'd mind coming down to the yard with me, if you're not too busy.
Doctor?
Yes, we promised ourselves an evening out. Didn't we?
What have you been up to, old man?
Well, Doctor, I don't think I should say very much.
All right, Sergeant. You can wait in the hall.
Very good, sir.
You know why I'm here, don't you?
Yes, I know.
Benny Kellerman.
Was that the man, Clitterhouse?
Yes.
Is this an arrest, Charles?
No, I couldn't do that. No, we just want to ask a few questions.
Well, don't be so upset about it. Everything's all right, isn't it, Sir William?
Of course.
Sir William, would you mind taking charge of this book?
What is it?
All my notes. Nurse?
Yes, Doctor?
You won't forget that you promised to help me with the manuscript.
I'll do anything I can.
Charlie, did you see Daisy?
Yes, for a few moments.
She's not in this, you know.
No. They allowed her to go. Clit, what is all this about?
I thought it was because he was blackmailing me.
And was he?
I'm not quite sure now. As far as I can make out, he was helping me to write a book. Sir William will insist I'm slightly...
Will you come along now, old man?
Of course. Sir William, may I retain you to represent me?
Well, naturally, my friend.
And you've been a brick. When I come back, I'll buy you a little woolly dog.
Oh, Doctor.
Does that sound crazy? Think it over. Goodbye. Come on, Charlie. Sir William?
Yes?
You won't forget, will you, Sir William? Your reputation is at stake. I shall be very upset if you lose it.
That was Michael Aldridge as the amazing Dr. Titterhouse, in the play by Barry Lyndon. Nurse Anne was played by Peggy Page, Detective Inspector Charles of Scotland Yard by Richard Burnett, and Sir William Grant, K.C., by Godfrey Kenton. Benny Kellerman was played by David March, Pal Green by John Hollis, Daisy, a friend of Kellerman, by Rosalind Adams, Oakey by Malcolm Reed, Badger Lee, an ex-convict, by John Rowe, and Sergeant Bates by Peter Craze. The Amazing Dr. Titterhouse was adapted for radio by Kenrick Hickson and Cynthia Pugh, and produced and directed by Ian Cotterill.